Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
So I'm obsessed with the idea of writing a book these days. And it's not that I haven't thought about it before. It's been on my mind for a while. But I've never pulled the trigger. And there's a few reasons for that. The first is, I just didn't think the time investment was justified up until now. I mean, no matter how you slice it, writing a book is a major undertaking. And there were always, at least in the short to medium term, which is probably a bad way to approach this, more valuable ways to spend my time. There was a higher return on other activities than writing a book. But part of the flaw in that line of thinking was I was viewing the book as this massive project. Like, you know, the book to end all books, right? Like, the book that's going to make my career. And that's probably a terrible way to look at any project, whether it's a book or a podcast or a video or a report or a white paper, webinar. I mean, that's just too much pressure. If it's the thing, if it's, you know, the one thing that's going to make or break everything, you're probably going to procrastinate the heck out of that. You know, the lizard brain's going to creep up and say, well, you know, you're not quite ready. You're not quite there. And that's what was happening. Because I thought to myself, well, look, if I want to write the book, I want to get, you know, a few more years under my belt and a little bit more experience. And not that I don't have experience worth sharing now, but, you know, if this is going to be the book that I look back on that made my career, then it's got to be really good. But that was just, you know, that was just helping me feed the procrastination loop and never really sink my teeth into doing it. And then I discovered Dan Sullivan's approach to writing books. Dan Sullivan, the founder of Strategic Coach, somebody who I've mentioned many times before, got a lot of respect for him. Dan writes a book every 90 days. So, and he's written, I don't know, 17, 18 of them. And a few years ago, he started writing a book every 90 days, every quarter. So he writes 4 in a year. So Dan's not thinking about, well, this is going to be the book, right? This is going to be the be-all and end-all book that I'm going to write. No, he writes 4 a year, 1 every quarter. And the way he does that is they're short. They're much shorter than your typical book, about 8 chapters, 4 pages per chapter. And he just focuses the book in on one specific idea. So he doesn't try to write a book that's going to cover everything. Each book tackles one specific idea, one concept that he's been teaching and testing in his workshops. And so that all of a sudden makes the exercise so much easier. You're not writing one big book that's going to just completely change the industry. You're going to write several small books, one per quarter, one every 6 months, whatever you can manage. But they're small, they're focused, they're on a specific topic. And I found that idea just completely opened the floodgates. Now I've got ideas for probably 10 books. And each book, I know how to get started because it's about something specific. I'm not trying to boil the ocean here. I'm trying to tackle a very specific topic. One that I've talked about many times before. I probably have a ton of content on that topic already that I can lean on. So I think it's a valuable lesson in a couple of ways. First of all, if you are thinking about writing a book the way that I am, and I'm not making any declarations here, so don't hold me to it. This is not a public accountability thing. But it is coming in the near future. And if you're thinking about writing a book, this is a good way to look at it. Think about, instead of one big book, think about several books, several shorter books. That makes the task a lot easier to get started with. And really, you can apply this to anything that you're doing. You want to write a white paper, and that white paper has 10 sections. Well, start by writing 10 blog posts. Start with 10 videos. You want to start a podcast and it's going to be an interview show? Well, start by doing 10 interviews. Go and find 10 people that you can talk to whose insights would be worthy of sharing on the show and go and interview them. If you want to, I don't know. Well, I'm out of ideas, but you get the point, right? Just break down whatever that big project is into smaller bite-sized chunks, and all of a sudden the thing gets a whole lot easier. Hope that helps.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor, if you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.